I started it.
Oh my god.
Grab it.
Oh, I should have dropped something.
It's okay, it's small. Let Titty get it.
Since we've talked last, they started.
Did we talk about this last time?
What well, we said that we were talking about it.
They started
how do you,
calling.
Wait, how did. Wait, what?
They started calling my dog Titty instead of Trini.
We have this like actually started.
You have the chairs are making so much noise. Okay.
How do we start it?
This is the Three Stooges.
Welcome to Kitchen Talks 4th of July edition.
Oh yeah, this is our Kitchen Talks we talked about in the first one. So like, usually every night we sit in the kitchen and talk for hours at a time and eat. As you can hear like the wrappers of our food and us chewing. I'm really sorry if that's gross to you, but sorry.
A gross?
Yeah.
You said a gross to you.
I'm sorry if that's gross to you.
But normally we don't bring our phones, but this is a special...
We're not on them.
No. A special occasion.
Because we're just recording ourselves.
Yeah.
You don't have to keep tapping the screen.
Oh, yeah.
So today we're talking about... Our 4th of July experience.
My 4th of July experience.
Okay, but we were all there.
Can we start with different POVs?
It's not actually 4th of July. Just
can we start with, like, POVs? Can we start with my POV of the whole story?
No. Do the day before. Yeah, okay. Start with the day before, though.
Okay. So it's July 3rd. A good day. We had planned...
No, we were at the beach.
We had planned to go to the beach with...
Oh, okay.
We had planned to go to Riceful Beach.
Wait, we have to make up names. Wait, what are the code names?
Bert.
No, I'm just too close. That's just...
Okay, we made up code names.
Sorry, we can't expose actual people on here. I wish we could. Anyways, we were originally supposed to meet Chris and Oliver at Riceful Beach.
I didn't know about that.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, yeah,
I did. And then last minute, they had texted.
There's no more.
And said that they
couldn't. I drank it all. Are you not listening to me?
She drank all the sparkling cider.
That's so annoying,
Caitlin. I literally had one more cup than you guys.
A whole cup.
It was like half.
Okay, but you still could have split it between the three of us.
Guys, sorry. We are going so off topic. Okay. So, what am I trying to say? We originally planned to go to the beach with Chris and Oliver, but then at the last minute they said they weren't going to be able to get a ride because the traffic was too bad.
I'm sorry about my chair.
It was 4th of July weekend, and we live at the beach, so it was going to be too crazy for them to show up because they live further away
but
from
really
the beach than
crazy.
We did.
Yeah, I feel like that was just an excuse.
Anyways, so we were at the beach just chilling. We had bought a cheap donut float, like a donut-shaped float. And, I don't know.
Was that the day I got really sick?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We thought Kate had corona.
Mm-mm. Well, no.
After that.
It was the day after.
Okay, I'll tell that in my POV.
Okay. Anyway, so this is Maddie's POV of the story.
I don't even know how to tell my POV, because I have the same one as y'all.
No. I have a different one than both of y'all. Anyways. Okay. So, technically at this point, I was talking to Chris... But Caitlin wasn't talking. Yes, I was, because he had already called me cute way before this. So I had been talking to Chris for a little bit, and but I hadn't met him in person. And Caitlin had been talking to Caitlin had not been talking to Oliver yet. We just knew them, but like nobody else was talking to anyone. It was just me at that point. I was the one holding the two groups together. I'm just kidding. Anyways, so we were just hanging out, and then. Chris texts me, and he was like, hey, we're having this 4th of July, like, fireworks in my neighborhood on 4th of July, and...
It was a pool party.
Oh, it was supposed to be a pool party, and he's like, my mom would love it if you guys came and stuff, and I was like, that's weird, I don't even know his mom, and then, so we had no plans. I mean, we were just gonna watch fireworks in my neighborhood.
We went on the boat earlier.
Well, yeah, we were going on the boat on 4th of July, but, like, we didn't have any plans in the nighttime, so...
I feel like this POV thing might take too long.
No, I'll go fast. I'll speed
it's
up.
It's the same thing.
And so you just
like made a part. You can tell the main part, and then we can do like a little part.
So we were on the boat, and then we were taking forever to get off the boat. We got home. We were rushing to get ready.
Yeah, we were pretty late.
Like, we kind of showed up fashionably late because none of us could figure out what we wanted to wear. Actually, Jill could, but me and Caitlin were having a crisis. And then I just thought I looked bad, but I was like, whatever, we need to go.
I looked so pale. So
then we were in the car going, and I was freaking out because I'd never met Chris before, and my anxiety was just super strong. Wow.
Continue.
And I was like, just like, oh, this is not going to be good. Like, I was thinking the worst was going to happen. Like, I was just going to throw up in front of them because I was so nervous. The worst was just yet to come. Oh, just
the piece of hair.
Oh my god, we're talking
about
Caitlin's hair.
You can't even see it.
Fuck it.
This one?
Pull it.
Okay.
Was that the right one?
Mm-hmm. Anyway. Okay. So, I thought, you know, I'm gonna, like, I was thinking, what if I threw up in front of all of them because I got so scared? I just thought that was the worst that was gonna happen. Boy, was I in for a ride. So, So, we got there, and we pull up, and I'm like, oh, great. And they were in their garage. It was Chris and Oliver in Chris's garage. And we walk up, and they didn't say anything. They're the most awkward people. I was, like, trying to make conversation, and nobody would talk to me. And I was like, okay, whatever.
So then, you were not trying to make conversation.
No, but I was like, hey, guys. And then they, like, didn't say anything to me.
I made the conversation.
Okay, whatever. So then we got, Chris, like, you want to go?
The very little conversation we had.
He's like, you guys want to go on the golf cart? We were like, sure. So we got on the golf cart, and the three of us were riding on the back, and then Oliver and Chris were riding in the front, and they were just, like, driving around showing us their neighborhood, which they weren't even doing a good job of showing us. They were just driving around, like, not talking to us. It was just us talking in the back. And then I was like, well, I want to drive. So then I got and started driving, and apparently Oliver jumped off the golf cart twice because I was about to throw him off. But my driving was not even that bad. I don't know how that happened. That golf cart was weird.
It was just hard to hold on to.
Yeah.
The back.
So and there was three people in the back too. So then we're driving, and then I stopped driving, and then Caitlin's like, "Wait, I want to drive." And we're all like, "No."
I said we should like prove to them that like she can drive.
Yeah.
Which was a stupid idea, but...
And so
it's all your fault.
Caitlin's like...
Technically not.
Caitlin's like, yeah, let me drive. And then, so we let Caitlin drive, and I get on the back with Oliver and Chris. And they're both guys, so they're bigger, obviously, so I didn't have that much room in the back to hold on or sit.
I did not think that they were actually going to let Caitlin drive.
Me either.
They, like... Okay, continue.
That's the only reason
they shouldn't have let me.
So then...
I don't know if I would let somebody that, like, I just
met. So they were just, like, sitting on the back, and this is all kind of, like, blurry to me, because I don't remember all of it. I'm just going to speed up through my part.
Can I tell this part?
No, let me tell.
No, can I tell this part?
Fine. This is Jill's favorite part.
This is my favorite part.
She's told this story, like, 20 times.
It's my favorite story to tell. Okay, so.
Me and Maddie both hate this story.
I know.
This is my favorite story ever.
Because you were sad, and I was embarrassed.
It was Oliver on the... Was... Chris in the middle?
Yeah, I was right beside Chris.
So, Oliver was on the left side, Chris was in the middle, and then it was Maddie on the side. So,
I can't even listen to this without cringing. It hurts me.
We were on a straight road, and then there was a turn, and then there was, you could keep going straight, and then it was gravel, because it wasn't, like, finished. It wasn't a finished road. So, Caitlin asked Oliver where she should go, and then he was like, you can go straight, and then, like, at the last minute, he was like, oh, wait, you can also turn. And she was like, I don't care, I'm just gonna go straight. So all of a sudden, a turn comes up.
And it was on a gravel road.
I just said it was on a gravel road. Oh. This is my story to tell. Okay, anyway.
So, technically, it's Maddie's POV right now.
But this is my favorite part.
Okay, just go.
Anyway, so we go, and she was like, oh my god, there's a turn here. And it was, keep in mind, it was on a gravel road. So she takes her, like, it was very last minute turn. So she takes her foot off the gas, thinking that that is gonna, like, slow her down enough to take a whole turn on a gravel road.
She drifted onto a gravel road.
And she drifted. And we weren't, like, we didn't think anything of it.
I just thought it was, like, going that fast. I just could not hold on.
I just, like, didn't think anything of it. And I all of a sudden hear Chris go, oh my god, are you okay? So then I look up, and Maddie's getting up off
no,
the
Maddie
ground.
No, Maddie should be telling her POV yeah. of how she no, fell so, off.
No,
you're getting yours later.
No, I don't have a very big point of view, actually.
Okay.
Anyway. Maddie's time. I said this is my story to tell.
Okay.
Can I anyway, tell apart so my point of falling off?
I will. Okay. But I'm telling my point of view of you falling off. So then she gets up and I see her be like, oh my, Chris kept asking if she was okay. She was like, yeah, I'm fine. And then all of a sudden I see Maddie getting in my spot on the golf cart, and then I got booted to the back, and then she was bleeding all over the place. And you can continue.
So we were turning and I had two guys on the back of me, so I didn't have much room to hold on, but I was holding on. And then Caitlin took that hard turn, and we drifted. And I was holding on, and I could feel my legs starting to come up. I could not hold on anymore, so I just let go. I thought I was gonna land on my feet for some reason. I just thought I would let go and be fine. And then I landed on, I don't know how I landed honestly, because I have cuts everywhere. But I got up and I was walking back, because I was fine. It didn't even hurt. And then I looked down and I see blood everywhere, and I was oh. And then I got on the golf cart. I was just let me just go to Oliver's house, and just give me a hose, and I'll wash my legs and arms out with the blood out. Because that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to just clean it out as much as you can. And they're no. So Oliver's dad happened to be a doctor. So we're sitting out front of Oliver's house. Mind you, it's 4th of July, so there's a bunch of people outside walking to the pool and back. And
we didn't even end up going to the pool that night.
Yeah. Oliver runs inside his house, comes back out with a ton of gauze and a bunch of medical stuff. And he starts cleaning me up. He starts doing it himself. And I was wow, he's actually pretty good at this. He was doing such a good job, cleaning up my cuts. And then Caitlin and Jill obviously were helping too. They had my blood all over their hands.
You got to the part of where I
broke I had this anklet that Caitlin had made me for my birthday, and she told me it took her 2 hours to make, and that's why I made it into a award as an anklet, because the adjustable thing broke. And so I tied it into an anklet and was wearing it. And then it got blood all over it, and they were trying to clean me up. Yeah, it was in the way. So then Jill took her hands and literally ripped the thing in half. And it was really hard to break off, and she just broke it off fast. And then Oliver's dad comes out and starts to clean me up even more. I'll wrap up my arms and legs with gauze and wraps. So that was really awkward, because I had never met these people before in my life. I was sitting on a golf cart with blood all over me, and I looked I had rocks in my, it was just not good. And then these two
we
adults,
didn't get a hose at all.
No hose, that's what I wanted. And so then two adults come walking up. I just thought it was some random neighbors checking in on me. And one goes, hey, I'm Chris's mom, and this is Chris's dad. And I looked up and I was I was oh, hey, imagine meeting the guy you're talking to, his parents, when you have blood all over you and cuts and you look gross. Couldn't be me. So that was really bad. And then it was all wrapped up, and I was limping. So my left knee had a hole in it from it. It was a really deep cut, and it just started to feel so weird while it was wrapped up. And I was just waiting for my mom to come and get us, because I just wanted to go home, because it felt so weird. And I could barely walk. They didn't talk to us for the rest of the night. We were the three of us were on our own watching fireworks. It was just so awkward.
Oh my god, okay, so all the adults, at some point, Oliver's mom and Oliver's dad came out, and I was trying to get them away because she obviously looked uncomfortable. So I just kept telling everyone that she was accident prone, because she is. But nobody was walking away, wasn't working, and she was so uncomfortable. That's my point of view for the entire night.
Look.
It's your turn.
Watch where the hole
where
is.
Where should I start?
Where do you want to start?
Look at that. Look, it's looking better. On my arm, my left arm, it ripped a whole layer of skin off, and it was really bad for a long time, but it's finally starting to look better. It looks like a burn scar.
Okay, good.
I'll start.
This is Caitlin's point of view.
July 3rd, when we were at the beach, I thought I was going to throw up on the beach.
Drunk man!
Ew. Oh, yeah, there was a drunk guy on the beach.
This one is going to be longer. There's like 30-minute podcasts out there. It's fine.
So, oh, and then my mom picked us up and we got Frosty, so that my head started feeling better.
We got fries. You got a Frosty.
Oh, yeah. And so I wasn't as nauseous. But then, flash forward to when we were getting ready, I looked so pale. I was so pale that day for some reason.
Yeah, we thought you were, like, sick.
Yeah, I think I was sick with something, but it wasn't corona. I
got tested. Virus.
Yeah.
And I think I got that.
So, I was, like, really pale and insecure that day, but we still had to go. I didn't really want to.
You looked good that night because you were wearing one of my crop tops and your shorts.
Yeah. Imagine if you were wearing the flowy shirt you were wearing and you were wearing a tie shirt.
Yeah, good thing I was wearing, like, a dark
flowy shirt.
It was, like, dark, too, so you couldn't see the blood. Imagine if I wore white.
Ooh, imagine if you wore what I was wearing. I was wearing a white shirt. Continue with your point of view.
Oh, yeah, when we were in the car, I wasn't that nervous because I hadn't really been talking to Oliver, but Maddie, I could tell, was nervous because she'd been talking to Chris. But then when we got there, it was so awkward. I just didn't like it. And so I decided I want to drive the golf cart, which I was driving so good in the beginning. Like,
she was doing okay.
Exaggerating, like, good. If that makes sense.
You were trying to do that. You were going to try hard.
Uh-huh. And
exaggerating.
I just
what?
That's mine. Okay. I just haven't been good at turning. I'm not known for my turning skills.
It's scary.
And so I turned kind of fast. I didn't brake. I just let my foot off the gas. And then,
off the accelerator.
Ew.
Yeah, it's actually not called the gas.
Sorry. Well, pedal. And so, then I hear a bunch of talking. I didn't even know Maddie fell off.
Neither did I.
So I just stopped
silent.
Because someone said something, so I braked.
Chris.
Yeah, so I braked, and then...
You were almost to the point of crying because you felt so bad.
I'll get there. So I looked back, and Maddie was, like, bleeding, and I felt
so bad. I
thought
I had a few cuts because I couldn't see anything because the blood was covering
yeah,
everything.
Yeah, at first I was like, ugh, silly Maddie, fell off. But it was my fault for taking the turn too fast. But,
my daughter just made a weird noise.
See, if I were in that situation, I, like, would have braked as hard as I could. I don't know.
What?
Before I turned? If I was that close to a turn, I would have braked.
Yeah, I wasn't really thinking. So... I was just full of anxiety and everything, so my brain wasn't working right. So, okay, where was I?
You were...
I looked back, and Maddie was, like, bleeding, and I didn't think it was anything bad. But then when I started looking closer, I was like, oh, shoot, what did I do? And I felt so bad when she was getting, like, cleaned up. I was about to cry because I felt so bad because I was like, oh, this is all my fault, and this is her first impression with Chris. And I ruined it. But
did you actually think
up.
That?
Yes. What was I supposed to
think? I didn't
think
you were thinking about Chris. I just thought you felt bad.
No, I felt bad about everything. And I was like...
Well, I remember when they were cleaning me up, I, like, looked at my arm because I hadn't looked at my left arm, and I saw blood, and, like, it looked really bad and, like, raw, and I didn't even see it at first. I was like, oh, great, there's more. And then that was bad.
Yeah. So... Like, when all the parents were coming over, I was like, ugh, this is so bad. I feel so bad. And I was trying to clean up Maddie as best as I could. And I had her blood, like, all over my hands and all over, like, it was all over the anklet. So I put the anklet on my, my belt loop. Because I didn't know if Maddie wanted to keep it or anything, but I just kept it the whole night for some reason. And then I lost it. I don't know where it went.
You said you threw it away.
No, she said she
no,
lost
I,
it in the washer.
Yeah.
No.
And... Oh, yeah.
When after you that night?
When we were watching the fireworks, Oliver and Chris were standing so far away from all of us.
And they weren't talking to us.
Yeah, it was funny. They just like acted like we weren't there. And then we went back and we played basketball, and I made a really good shot at the end.
And my mom finally came to save the day.
And then we left. And
I had the worst headache like in my life. I've never felt that sick before.
So then we went back to my house, and I thought we'd be fine for me to go to sleep because I was wrapped up. But then I realized I started hurting really bad, and I was like, I need to get cleaned up, and they probably have to go home. So their parents came and got them, and
my dad was drunk.
Yeah, her dad was drunk and called her Cardi B. So they left. They were leaving, and my mom had started the shower, and I had my bathing suit on under my clothes because we were supposed to go swimming, and we didn't. So I just got in the shower with my bathing suit, and I could barely walk at this point. Like everything was hurting. And I was sitting in the shower, so I have a little seat in it, and I put a rag in my mouth, and my mom had to put water and peroxide all over me, and I was screaming into that rag. That is some of the worst pain I've ever felt in my life. It was, it was so bad, because when you pour, the peroxide just would burn and feel like your leg was about to fall off, and I was screaming into a rag. I had to do that five times.
And that's the story of 4th of July night.
Oh, no, but then after, they had left, and I was in my room, in pain. I forgot to take pain medicine, so I didn't even sleep that night because I couldn't get in a comfortable position.
I didn't sleep either.
I had to hold my left hand up so the cut wouldn't burn, up behind my head. And then I had to have one of my legs elevated and then something else. It was bad. And I was laying there on my phone, and Chris texted me. He's like, thank you so much for coming. I'm so sorry. He kept apologizing about, the accident. And he was like, yeah, my mom asked if I was interested in any of y'all. And I was like, yeah, the hurt one. So that's how he told me he liked me. And I was like, oh.
That's
kind of
smooth, though.
And then he decided he wanted to go to bed. And then I was just could not go to sleep. So that was fun.
That's the story of Boy the Giant Night.
Yeah.
Not a good night.
No. But it sparked some fun things, and then it went all to hell.
I say it was a good icebreaker for us.
It definitely
if
was.
That didn't happen, I don't know.
Because I felt comfortable with them after that.
Yeah.
Even though they were not comfortable.
And it's a good story to tell now.
It's a great story.
I almost killed me.
Gonna have the scars to tell.
What if I landed on my head or something? I would have died.
Caitlin. Yeah, she's just not
I could have broken a bone, too. I don't know how I didn't. I caught myself. I'm pretty good at catching myself. And I'm good at not crying in front of people. I didn't cry once because of that.
Is that it?
I would like to say I didn't mean to throw her off.
Yeah, it's not intentional. I know that.
I didn't mean to make it faster.
I don't know what that was, but I didn't. Okay, anyways, guys, this is fun, so bye.
I don't like telling this story.
Yeah.
Remember how we edited it in the last one? Three Stooges out.
Okay, ready?
Ready? One, two, three.
Three Stooges out.